William Grant Still, a.k.a. the Dean of African American Composers, is still remembered for his First Symphony, the most widely performed symphonic work composed by an American until the 1950s. Still composed more than 150 works in all. Included are 5 symphonies and 8 operas. Born in Woodville, Mississippi, May 11, 1895, William Grant Still, as an infant, would, after the passing of his father, the town bandmaster and a music teacher at Alabama A&M, moved with the rest of his family, including his mother, to Little Rock, Arkansas. There, his mother, a graduate of Atlanta University, taught high school. In time, she would marry an opera buff who introduced young William to vinyl recordings of the great operatic voices of the day. Those listening sessions inspired William's interest in playing the violin. At the age of 16, Still, after a brief stint as a medical student at Wilberforce University in Ohio, switched his primary interest to music. He taught himself to play reeded instruments before leaving school to perform regularly in dance bands in the Columbus area, even serving for a brief period as an arranger for the great North American blues man, W.C. Handy. The year was 1917. Still, now a student at Oberlin College, placed his studies on hold to serve in the Navy during World War I, where he served as a mess hall attendant and later as a violinist serving in the officers' clubs. After his tour of duty, Still returned to Oberlin until 1921, then moved to New York with oboe in hand to join the famed Noble Sissel Ubi Blake Orchestra and their stage production called Shuffle Along. While on tour in Boston with the stage production, Still began to study with George Chadwick, president of the New England Conservatory, who was so taken by Still's talent that he gave Still lessons free of charge. For a few short years, Still ran the Black Swan Recording Company in the mid-1920s. Then his compositions began to garner attention and awards for his contributions to black culture in America. Those awards included his most recognized work, the Afro-American Symphony that premiered in 1930, featuring the Rochester Philharmonic. Such tribute opened stage doors for his popular symphony, leading to performances in Europe and South America. Unable to make a living from his classically centered concert compositions, Still took on gigs as an arranger and music orchestrator for radio and for Broadway shows. Then came 1934 and a Guggenheim Fellowship that allowed Still to economize his commercial endeavors so that he could dedicate his energy to the development of the jazz and spiritual textured opera Blue Steel. Thank you. William Grant Still continued to compose large-scale orchestral, instrumental, and vocal works in his distinctive idiom during the following years after moving to Los Angeles in 1934, where his body of work included arranging music for films and for two television shows, Perry Mason and Gunsmoke. William Grant Still, the Dean of African American Composers, continued to hold an essential station in North American music until his passing in 1978. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.